Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the UnitedWeStrike.com Radio Marathon. It is Saturday, April 11th, 2015. I'd like to thank the folks over at Wolf Spirit Radio and American Freedom Radio. We're simulcasting with them. I'd like to say hello to our brand new audiences there. If you're not familiar with the UnitedWeStrike.com Marathon, this is something we started some years back. We've broadcast all day long with we've had a lot of different hosts and a lot of different guests. I mean, you name it, we've had them on here. And this current version of UnitedWeStrike.com, we have a pretty solid group of individuals that try to bring you information that is helpful for you and your family to make informed decisions on how to resist the new world order in a peaceful fashion. And we hope that you take that information and share it with your friends, families, and neighbors so that they can benefit from the information you learn here. Our goal is to unite the world in peaceful resistance against the new world order. My name is Matt Navarro. I am the host of the New World Order Report here, heard here on UnitedWeStrike.com at 10 a.m. Pacific time. This part of our marathon, though, we like to close with a roundtable discussion of some of our hosts and sometimes guests from the marathon and get their perspectives of the world around them. Sometimes we'll pick a topic and have a discussion about that, or sometimes we'll just have an open forum discussion. And these are always enlightening, so I invite you to and entertaining. So I invite you to sit back and enjoy the conversation. We have some very, very smart people joining us tonight. We have Aaron Rosen, Dr. Lorraine Hurley, Sky Cubby in Hawaii, Suzanne Pozel here in Washington, and all the way in New Zealand, Vinnie Eastwood. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Hello.
Greetings and salutations. Yes.
Hi. Okay. We're glad to have everyone here. Let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. Give us a brief 1 minute or so introduction of who you are, and we'll then go ahead and get into our general discussion. Am Rosen, how are you this evening?
Infectiously upbeat. Thank you, Matt. Who am I? Boy, there's a lot of descriptions of that in my books and my website.
Just a little 1 minute, right?
Just a little bit. I've had a professional practice integrating naturopathy, homeopathy, oriental medicine, clinical nutrition, various modalities of adjustment, and my own special process for about 39 plus years, and done many things, have had the privilege of helping and assisting many people to regain balance and sometimes move ahead into more expansive levels. I like to say, to put it in a nutshell, I'm here to help facilitate the evolutionary unfoldment of human potential.
Thanks for joining us this evening, Am Rosen. We look forward to hearing your voice in this discussion. Dr. Lorraine Hurley over on the East Coast of the United States, welcome. You were a guest host this week, so welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt. Thank you for having me. It was great to be there with you guys again today, as in February. I kind of had the same reaction Am had to who am I? Well, lots of hats, lots of things, but you know, I'm a recovering physician, spent a lot of time doing functional, natural health consulting work, and I now have a radio program. It's entitled Uncommon Awareness on the GCN Network. It will be moving away from that network in the coming months. Lots of exciting things going on, but essentially I call myself, you know, I'm a truth activist. I'm an educator. I try to educate people, always with an emphasis on solutions, whether we're talking health, we're talking societal, environmental, political, or spiritual issues. There's always a solution.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's nice that you focus on solutions, because I think that's what people need. Anyone can sit here and pontificate and tell us how bad things are and point out the problems. I think solutions help make us better citizens and more informed citizens. So we're glad you're here, and we look forward to talking to you this evening. All the way there in my home state of Hawaii on the Big Island in KL, Mr. Sky Cubby, welcome this evening.
Thank you. Great to be here. My name is Sky Cubby, and my parents were hippies. And so they had a summer camp called Earth Camp 1 in the early 70s. And they did crazy things, like some of the first people to make granola and tofu in the West. And I think I'm kind of a product of that. because I have a 6-acre tropical fruit tree farm out here in Hawaii. We live totally off the grid. And I have a company called Medicinal Foods, which is the ancient future of food. It's all about traditional indigenous wisdom that I've sourced my product line from that has helped me to overcome chronic asthma, lung infections, candida. And so I work with people to help them get over things like leaky gut and some of the ailments of some of the Western... I love what you said, Lorraine, about a recovering physician. You know, that's a sign of the times for sure. And a lot of people are suffering because of how they've been misled with Western medicine. It saved my life, so I appreciate Western medicine. But I also like to get people to eat nutrient-dense superfoods. And we work with tonic herbs and cacao elixirs, chocolate, healthy chocolate and such. I do cacao ceremonies with my wife, and I'm sure Am will appreciate that the nutrition is part of it, and consciousness is the other. So we, you know, like to blend both of them into our cacao ceremonies and hold space for people to have healing experiences as they look into the depths of their shadow and their experiences in their life, and also hold space for people living close to the earth, and hold permaculture and as well as woofers, willing workers on organic farms out here in Hawaii, for them to dig their hands in the earth and experience living close to nature. So we have interns out here as well.
Hey, thanks for joining us this evening, Sky. You know, I agree with you about using foods as medicines. Our good friend, Dr. Gwen Scott, has a lot to say about that on her DVD set. I can't recall the name off the top of my head, but we've got to go to Vinnie Eastwood and Suzanne Polzel real quick. Vinnie can't stick around too long. So, Suzanne, why don't you give us a quick introduction so we can get to Vinnie?
Please. Absolutely. Yes. I'm Suzanne Posel, chief editor of OccupyCorporatism.com, host of Hardline with Suzanne Posel on American Freedom Radio, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. Central, and that's about it.
Thanks a lot for hanging out with us tonight. Okay, Mr. Eastwood, welcome this evening. Please give us a brief introduction of who you are, sir.
Well, I'm not a credible journalist. I'm an incredible journalist. And people ask me, like, what's the point of the Vinnie Eastwood show if it's not, like, specifically just to wake people up with the credible information? Well, here's the point. To have some fun. Because researching this stuff will drive you nuts if you can't laugh about it. There's plenty of good stuff to learn about on my show, but it's underlined by the fact that it's meant to be amusing and provide stress relief while talking about the same stuff everyone else talks about and normally listens to from other sources anyway. Plus, a little bit of the stuff no one talks about. Now, I'm not trying to deceive anyone, just keep them sane. I'm the source you kind of come across after you've already gotten over the whole InfoWars or coast-to-coast talk radio, which is extremely good, but often a little bit traumatic to listen to. I've had many of the same guests they do, but a far more relaxed interview environment, which allows them to open up. No one has to listen, no one has to donate, no one gets chain emails every day. It's free to all and costs no one, unless they want it to. No taboo topics, thanks to American Freedom Radio, so everything is fair game. So if a guest is full of crap, then they get given enough rope to hang themselves. And if they're for real, they're given enough space to tell their story and present the evidence. That's why my show it's not for the uninitiated, because you need to have media literacy, which is not taught in schools or encouraged by mainstream media to learn how to do, mind you. My work is more like a volunteer community service, really, for all those activists who don't have any publicist, don't have a radio show, or don't have the audio-visual skills to record and edit video and radio as well. So I'm there to do the work for them. many of which have told me afterwards that they were about to go completely insane or might have even committed suicide if I hadn't sat down with them for a couple of hours to have a talk and then did all the publishing and editing work for them afterwards. Now, it's a service I don't charge for, and I don't expect to be thanked or rewarded for it either. I consider it more of a duty to humanity, and it's a burden I will gladly bear if it makes a positive difference in even one honourable activist's life or inspires one ordinary person to get active. And you'll find me at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com.
Thanks for joining us this evening, Vinny. So we know you have to run. We'll get to our topic here shortly. My name is Matt Navarro. I am the host of the New Old Order Report, and I am a producer here at the UnitedWeStrike.com Radio Marathon. I'm so happy that this month we're growing and broadcasting with other networks. You know, the more we can spread the messages that we have here, the better I think we could become as a society, as a human race, to be more informed. You know, the people on this panel go through a lot of work to bring you the information they do. And I personally appreciate that. And I appreciate them joining us here. It's always humbling for me to speak to such intelligent people on this roundtable. So we'll go back around the table and get everyone to get their opinion in. The topic I wanted to pick tonight, though, is this. We live in very interesting times. There has not been a time in human history that we can recall through our recording of it, a point where humanity, well, I guess we did. It was Noah's Ark. My bad. Where humanity faced extermination, okay? The New World Order stated agenda, as Dr. Rima Lebo again said today, and many others like myself and Michael Shaw, say that the New World Order's agenda is population control, or to exterminate 80 to 90% of the world's population. We, in our modern society, are at a tipping point. Either we decide to go compliantly, dumb down into the night, and have our offspring murdered, and their offspring, if they can have them, murdered, or we can go into the light and save ourselves from this tyrannical a system of the New World Order. We live in very interesting times. So I'd like to get everyone's opinion about how they feel this time and space that we're going through now. How does that make you feel? Why do you do what you do? Is that an inspiration? I mean, what motivates you to do what you do in this interesting time? Vinny, you explained yourself by saying that, you know, you use humor to bring this information to others, information that you may not hear through the more popular alternative news sources. What drives you?
Well, if people get informed by proxy by listening to my show, that's great. But I'm out to make them laugh and make them say that, you know, don't worry, it's just the end of the world. It's not that bad. We're only being exterminated or being planned to be exterminated. It's only like 90% of the atmosphere that's contaminated. It's only like about 50 different chemicals in your water, bro. It's only like about 70 different kind of artificial additives and sweeteners and GMOs and all sorts of stuff in your general food supply that you eat on a daily basis. It's only about maybe 50 different sources of EMF and EMR wireless sets of radiation that are currently bathing you right this very second in your little urban suburban area. From everybody's smart meters and everything. It's only that every single microphone and every single camera on everybody's phone and everybody's laptop and stuff that's connected to some sort of network is currently being monitored and recorded and secretly stocked up on gigantic data banks that are only so big as to cause brownouts in the United States as a whole. You know? Like I'm saying, stuff ain't that bad, man.
Nothing to worry about here. Go back to sleep.
See, this is the thing. Embrace the madness, okay? Now, you could get really angry. You could get really afraid. If it's said in a particular way to make you angry, to make you upset, to make you afraid, then you need to kind of employ some sort of psychological judo in order to flip that energy on its head. Because the fear is going to stop you from thinking, and that anger is going to stop you from acting within your best intentions, with your greatest moral code. Nothing against righteous anger, when it's actually done through some form of moral authority, when you really, really do stand in the right, you can be as angry as you want, I think. And there is a time for that. There is a place for that. And if you want anger, if you want fear, I can guarantee you, you are spoiled for choice. But if you want to talk about all of those same things that normally make you angry and afraid, and you just want to have a laugh about them, your pickings in talk radio are rather slim. And that's the reason why I do my show the way that I do it. Because very few other people are doing it, if any at all.
Right. I like the little saying you have, it's the lighter side of genocide.
Yeah, because in a world so full of madness and chaos, if you lose your sense of humor, you'll go friggin' nuts. I mean, just because we're being exterminated doesn't mean we can't make it fun. Otherwise, what's the point of being killed?
Yeah, well, I tend to agree with you. I mean, it can't be all doom and gloom. You've got to have a sense of humor about it, because I guess humor in itself is a form of medicine. So I know you have to run, Vinny. Any closing thoughts for our audience this month? Please give out your websites.
Closing thoughts. I'll give out the websites first. TheVinnyEastwoodShow.com. That's Vinny with a Y, because it's the most important question. And Eastwood as in go ahead, make my news. And also, you can find me on YouTube if you search Vinny Eastwood, or the YouTube address is Mr. News, that's MR News, Guerrilla Media, that's Guerrilla like a soldier with one R, like a pirate. It's a favorite keyboard letter, actually, for on International Pirate Internet Day. God, my jokes just get worse. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that's worse than Vinny's jokes is the truth. So what I want to do is just leave people with a little thought, a little philosophy. You know how everybody's rushing around, they're all stressed and everything? Well, a lot of things only take a moment. But you realize that that's what we're living in, this moment, right here. And that's all that's actually ever existed. That moment has been continuous all the way from the start of history. And it will continue on all the way through eternity. So, in a way, we get to share a moment with everybody who has ever lived or ever will. And I say that that is an encouraging thought. And I think that it is very important to take a moment to think about it.
Well, we thank you for your input, and we're always happy to have you here. We look forward to having you back next month, Vinny. And please keep up the good work that you do. I know you put a lot of time and effort down there, and you do it on the donations of others, and you do it from a good moral perspective. So have a great evening, and or morning in your case, and we'll look forward to having you next month.
Thanks, Brian. And as Bruce Willis said, it's not a choice, it's a lack of options. But good night, everybody.
Hey, thanks, Vinny.